Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into some source material from the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Right.
And you might notice the title of their article is a little strange. It says, Best Golf Courses in Arizona, South Africa's Finest.
Yeah, bit of a head scratcher there. Geographically confused, you could say.
Exactly. But we're going to set that aside because the actual analysis in the article, the stuff about South Africa, is really, really rich.
It is.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We want to pull out two big ideas here. First, localization, what makes these courses in South Africa so unique. Mm. And second, the benefits, how they actually help people and, you know, the planet.
So a great place to start is probably the history. The source material points out that golf in South Africa goes way, way back.
How far back are we talking?
To 1885.
Wow.
Yeah. So that long history has given them a lot of time to figure out how to design these courses in a very localized way.
So they're not just dropping a generic course anywhere.
Not at all. They're engineered to blend right in with the natural environment.
Sure.
We're not talking about, you know, a perfectly manicured park.
Okay, so what does that actually look like?
Well, the layouts are totally unique. For example, in the Eastern Cape, you have these rugged, wendy coastal courses like Humewood.
Right.
But then if you go to KwaZulu-Natal, to a place like Zimbali Coastal Resort, it feels less like a golf course and more like you're playing inside a tropical rainforest.
A rainforest. I love that. But
is it?
The detail from the Golf Day Buddy app that really jumped out at me was the wildlife.
Oh, absolutely. That's the big one.
Especially at a course called Leopard Creek. It's right next to Kruger National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the article says you can literally see wild animals while you play. That's just amazing. It makes it a totally unique place to golf globally.
It really does. And it's not just about fences. The source suggested it's more about a shared space. They manage it with low impact engagement.
So, okay, the views are incredible. But the source material argues that the real story is what happens beyond the game itself.
Yeah, the real impact.
Let's talk about the payoff. The article really insists that playing golf here is good for you, but also for the wider world.
It does. And starting with personal benefits, it's mainly about health.
Small walking, right?
Exactly. It's great for your heart, your cardiovascular health. Plus, the report connects just being outside in these beautiful places with, you know, feeling less stressed and just generally happier.
Makes total sense.
And then if you look at the bigger picture, the economic benefits are huge.
You mean from golf tourism?
For sure. It brings in a lot of money to local towns. Travelers spend on hotels, food, shopping, and that creates jobs.
And the Golf Day Buddy app mentioned they're like community hubs too.
Right. They often host fundraisers for local charities and things like that. So they're really part of the community.
And then there's the environmental side, which is crucial. The article says these courses are actually good for the environment.
They are. They preserve these massive green spaces in areas that might otherwise get developed. And many of them have real conservation programs.
But what about water? That's always the big criticism of golf courses.
It is. And the analysis addressed that. It's pointed out that a lot of these top courses are using super efficient irrigation systems.
Okay.
They're recycling water or harvesting rainwater. So it's a key part of how they see their role as, you know, stewards of the land.
So when you put it all together,
what the source material from the Golf Day Buddy app really shows is this unique package. You get world-class golf in these amazing localized settings.
With the nature and the wildlife.
Exactly. And you also get these real tangible benefits for the local economy and for the environment.
It's a powerful idea. And it leaves me with a final thought for you to take away. If a golf course, something we might think of as a luxury, can protect nature and bring jobs to a community, what other hobbies, what other leisure activities might be doing similar good in ways we just don't see? Something for you to think about until next time.